Adam in Portsmouth says bacon does grow on trees, as there's been discussed on this show before.
Yes, that's my favourite ever
because
joke.
Because look out for those shorter trees that grow bacon, because, Allard...
Don't know.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
So imagine a tree that grew bacon.
Imagine you're in Mexico at the time.
And then instead of a tree, you've got like...
A bush.
Right. Mm. So what kind of bush would it be? It would be a...
Bacon bush.
A bacon bush?
A bacon bush is good.
Bacon bush.
A bacon bush is good. What if you and I walking down the street, today and two of these bacon bushes jumped out on us and went like that?
I'd go, oh my God, a jumping out talking bacon bush.
That's right, you would, yes. And it would be a what? What would it be? It would be a...
Go on, just say...
All right, but I don't know why.
Go on.
Go on.
A hambush.
Yay!
Well, now this is more worrying.
You don't know
the
why?
Fact that you don't know why.
Ham.
So a bacon tree.
Yeah.
We're going to go for a smaller tree. So we've got a bush.
A bacon bush.
It's not a bacon bush.
It's a ham bush.
But why?
Why?
Why? Just because the tree is shorter. Is that now gone from bacon to a ham?
No. Right. If it jumped out at you and it was a ham bush...
Well, I get, you know, it, like, the joke from the last time.
Because it sounds like...
It sounds like an ambush.
There you go, doesn't it?
That's why it's funny.
So how bacon to ham?
No, but hang on, that...
Bacon is ham.
So why not a shorter... Instead of a ham tree, we've got a shorter one. That's
okay, all right. You tell us then what the punchline should be.
Oh, the punchline's fine.
So if bacon grew on trees and there was a smaller version, maybe a bush, it should be a bacon bush?
Could it be? Why?
No, you don't say could. You tell us.
Why bacon trees?
Okay, what do you think it should be?
Bacon, it should be ham trees.
Okay, a ham tree.
Ah, but think smaller than that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a bush.
Oh.
And you walk down the road.
Yes.
And you see two of these shorter ham trees jump out at you. And you go, right. Oh, no, a ham bush.
Yes, a ham bush. Allard, you've just improved the joke.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Hashtag bacon bush.
Bacon bush or ham tree. Whichever one you want.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Is this not the greatest radio show in the world, right? I don't care what Ken Bruce says. This show is the best. 81199. If you agree, text the word yes. That's 81199. Text the word yes. And I'm going to count the yeses up during the news. Read by Dominic. It's 7:03.
Thousands of military staff are due to be told they're losing their jobs. And the weather, the heavy rain over southern England should gradually ease throughout the morning. Bacon bush. It will stay cool and cloudy. Brighter elsewhere with some sunshine. Heavy showers in parts of Wales and the southwest of England today. Top temperature, just 15 degrees. 7:07 now.
How do pigs get to hospital, Allard? Think about it. You'll get there. You're going to get there. You're there already. Come on.
Yeah, you are halfway there.
Ready?
It's not a pork.
How do pigs get to hospital? How do pigs get to
Hang
hospital?
On, I'm going with the word ambulance. So okay. I'm going to work
That's
on
good
ambulance.
Start.
Well, now, what we've been talking about?
Good start.
Work on that.
And, bacon.
And
ham.
Bacon ambulance.
How do pigs get to hospital?
Ambulance. Ambulance.
Ambulance.
Ambulance.
Pork taxi. Pork taxi.
Bacon ambulance.
You don't get that joke?
I do, of course. It's just hilarious. Now, maybe I'm just in a really bad mood. But the people who
you're diving straight
I
to the text.
I want to go there.
You're not even going to back reference ambulance.
Ambulance is good. I like that.
Just to play on. That's going to give them more ammunition, isn't it?
But you understand.
Do you know what, Al? Honestly, if after 8.5 years on this show you're getting offended by the text, you should pack up and go home.
Well,
what's
what?
Wrong
don't
with you?
Why should we take that?
Take what?
That.
Oh, shut up, you big girl. Are you upset?
Not taking that either. I have no...
So what?
Fine.
Are you bothered by me calling you a big girl?
No.
Why?
Because you don't mean it.
Well, they don't mean it. Come here. I'm going to act like a child. Look at that. I'm
like
a dad.
Take him by the hand.
You know what? I would be a better dad than you.
Oh. I'm a really good dad.
You are, but I would be better than you.
Oh, would you?
I'm holding Alan's hand.
That's true. You're very loving.
come here.
Oh.
What have people been saying about you on the text? They've been saying you've got short, fat, hairy legs.
No.
You've got a massive five head.
Well, they say that on Twitter, but not on text.
They say you dye your hair and you dye your teeth.
I do not either.
Do you?
So you okay, you permanently smell of musk and coffee.
That is true. Tea, in fact.
What else? What else are they saying? You're a div?
Well, from this morning.
But you're not a div. You're not a div, are you? Are you not a div?
Do you feel better now?
He does a little bit.
Yeah,
I know, a little bit better now.
I do. But that doesn't deny the fact that there are some people who are so ignorant out there in the world that they decide not to ask questions and learn. They just they're quick to abuse.
Oh, this
and
is I very think ser- this is getting very
I
serious.
Think that's actually quite sad.
So this all started from Bacon Bush.
Yeah.
Ham tree.
I don't understand.
Okay. No, this is the thing. You don't get the connection between the bacon and the ham.
Well, I get connection that they come from the same animal.
Sure, but that's essentially it.
Well, no. Yeah. Why that's a short it. Tree goes
because
from bacon to ham?
In the world of jokes, repetition is a no-no.
But there's no.
So you wouldn't say bacon and bacon or ham and ham. You'd say bacon tree, ham bush. It's funnier because you haven't repeated the words. That's all.
You set up the ham bit with the bacon leading.
Yeah.
It's like suggesting, though, that a small bacon is ham. It's not. It's just cooked in a different way.
Alan, you're just giving them ammunition.
Fader, Mike. Fader.
Tina, that's brilliant.
That is good.
That is maybe the best thing you've ever said.
Now, forget the ham. Forget the ham bacon thing. Yeah. I want to know what people are saying to upset you.
Well, they have the wrong opinion that I am just insulting to the Welsh and stupid.
What do they say? What, come on, what are they saying?
Well, there's,
are they saying you're a daft Welshie?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, an embarrassment to Wales.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Don't go there.
Al, there is not one person sane who's listening who thinks you represent Wales.
Well, they no. That's lie.
No,
there's plenty.
No, but they don't. These people may be texting and saying that they're probably joking, or
they're not.
Or I
okay,
would ignore them.
They might be. You're right.
They might be. No one is suggesting you are. You are Wales' representation.
For those people who text in, right?
Representative. Oh
offensive
God.
Stuff.
That's the other Aled.
I think they should say why not understanding something makes you
God.
Thick.
Oh my God! Is this what really happening?
This is too deep.
Why are you bothered?
Is a good question.
Why are you bothered?
Do you know them? No,
if
you
I
don't.
If I said to you, my friend who lives in Sweden, who listened to the show once, thought you were an idiot, would you even care?
No.
Why?
Because I don't know who they are.
Well, then shut up, you idiot. Mm.
They don't mean any harm.
Right. Did it, oh, really?
I've been thinking of one for minutes.
I've got beat ammunition.
Ammunition is good.
Oh, my God.
All right, fine.
You are a very talented person.
Do you know,
right?
I'm not...
You're a great producer.
Right.
You're a lovely man. You know, on one hand, you are a brilliant radio producer. On the other hand... you are a great presenter.
Right.
And very creative. In fact, on both hands, you have skills. Mm-hmm. You are ambidextrous.
Oh, wow.
Ambidextrous. Looks like a pig with two hands.
Something about chops.
Right, that's no, brilliant. That
doesn't
work.
I'm
okay, I did ask you to text in. I said, isn't this the greatest show on the radio? And say yes to 811 number 9, and 200 people texted. Can we shut down Radio 1's text messaging with, I love Alad?
No, please don't.
Right, 811 number 9 on the text. I love Alad. That's A-L-E-D, not Alan.
That's better. Hang on, that's better.
Do it to Alan. No. He needs some loving.
Well, I don't. It's fine. Because then the haters will hate me more, thinking all I want is people to say,
you're not
I'm
really
great.
That bothered, are you? Be honest. You're hamming this up a little bit.
I'm just bothered that people can be so narrow-minded.
Alad.
Yes.
Where do pigs go on holiday?
Do you want me to think about this and
yes,
try and think?
Yes,
okay,
please.
Fine.
Thank you.
Come on, I can think of two.
Mm. Mm.
Something to do with ham.
Should I tell
bacon.
You? Should I tell
no,
you? Where,
no, let him get there.
Should I tell you where it's not?
How about this?
Okay.
Oh, Amsterdam.
Yes.
Yeah!
I was going to say it's not Portugal.
Oh. Yeah, Portugal is good.
Where else could they go?
Hamburg.
Hamburg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Hamerica.
America's brilliant.
You're very funny today.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And every
she'll
day.
Be even funnier when she's vomited black pudding in the back of the studio.
That's true, yeah.
Right, we're going to play a song because Reese is turning in his radio grave. I've got to really move on, even though this is brilliant. Mm. And by the way, we've already had more text messages saying we love Alad or I love Alad.
Love you, Alfred. Love you.
Very kind.
Alfred.
Love you, Ahmed. And love you, Alan.
It's fine.
Alad is a ambassador for Wales.
Yeah.
81199 is the text number. On Twitter, it's at Chris Moyles Show. Send Alad some love now. Pour it out of yourself. Send Alad some love. Look at him.
Alad is being pig ignorant.
Oh, hang on.
Alad, what do you give pigs when they're sick?
Well, let me get there.
Okay.
With a bit of prompting.
You never will, but try.
What noise does a pig make? In the cartoon world. What noise does a pig make?
Oink.
Right.
Mm. Oh, there's ointment. And
yes!
Go on, go on.
More,
ointment.
Yes. Oink, ointment.
Ointment.
Ointment. Yeah, oink, ointment.
He said it, he got it right.
I know, he did.
Well done, Alad.
Thank you.
I've got comedy now, mate.
Yeah. Alad, you're amazing.
Yeah, this isn't humiliating at all.
Do you know what? You know what? It's not, because Alad is a professional. He's not a amateur.
Right, trot on now.
Are you ready?
Trot on.
Yeah. Come on. Like MC Hammer. Stop.
Ham time?
Yeah, hammer time.
Not bacon time.
Actually, just stop. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for all the text messages. Let me refresh and see how many we've got. Look at this. This is brilliant.
This is better.
81199. I love Alad. Said it's... Yeah, it's not that many, but keep them coming in. Listen on the radio, on FM or online. Can we stop now with the ham pig jokes? Because we've pretty much done all of them, and they're really getting rubbish.
Mm.
Okay, for example, what do you give a pig with a runny nose? A ham key.
Mm.
Okay, right. What do you give a pig who's sick? Hamtibiotics is awful.
Mm.
And Biggie, who's trucking up the A1, what type of car do wealthy pigs have? Hamburginis. All right, stop now. It's now getting ridiculous. What's a pig's favourite cigar? Really? A pig's favourite cigar? Is Hamlet, but that's Hamlet anyway.
It's not been advertised though since the mid-80s, has it?
What's a pig's favourite football team? West Ham. Right, again, that's just something with the word ham in.
Yeah.
Or the work is already done.
Or Porksmouth.
Right, no more.
Okay.
Anybody texting now with a ham joke is banned. And just stop it. Stop reading them, Dave.
I can't help it.
Stop reading them.
They're just awful.
The last one that came in is my favourite, which is they're referring to Alad saying, "Pork kid, you're hammering him."
Mm. Right. He's crackling up here.
Oh, really? Alad, what are you looking at?
At the pathetic attempts at funny.
You're banned from reading the text. Mm.
Why?
Because I just banned it.
Okay.
Switch them off. You know what you need? Google cats and hats, because that always cheers you up.
Oh.
Or panda sneezing.
Oh.
Right, and then you'll be happy. Yeah, so...